little kids club thing to get their coupons for lunches. It's pretty funny. Anyways,
and to me, it's just like, ooh, I saved 10, but I don't even know. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm getting old, I think is what it is. But I'm so fascinated with like saving, you know, I'm going to be like Big Fatty. I'm going to be collecting Kohl's cash and like, you know, I looked old today, so I saved.
I'm getting to the point now where when I used to trash the emails that I got from like Macy's and Kohl's and stuff with, here's some coupon. I'm now saving them. I have a coupons thing. I haven't used them. I haven't been shopping much. I will be now because I have to get more. I'll eventually have to buy more sheets.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'll eventually have to buy more sheets.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2280 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 25th of October, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
Show.
Oh, Big Fatty, I heard Whitman Tinker say it very loud. He did. Y'all, we've got voice letters. To us, Big Fatty, that's not even a word. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're to us. You're to us today because y'all, it's only two, I say chew, months until crema. Big Fatty, where has the time gone? I don't know. But it's y'all, you got 60 days. 60 days. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty has kind of an internal monitor, I'll say, that says that, you know, I don't want to see crema ads and stuff in the stores or anything before November the 1st. And, you know, it's just, it's not happening. You know, I said the other day that the Lowell's had transformed the Garden Center into the Winter Wonderland. And I saw a couple of advertisements on the TV machine last week. Big Fatty, that's real early. It's true, but y'all, the way Big Fatty sees it, once All Saints Day, Big Fatty gets here. Which is November the 1st, y'all, then it is open season for the crema. Yes, Big Fatty, get your cards and giftettes in the mail now. By the way, Big Fatty, I've made up my list. I've got it right. Oh, Squeaky Kitty's got his list. And the gentleman called. We've got our list ready. Okay, I guess it's time to go fight the mall warriors. Yes, Big Fatty. I see y'all got here to the villa on Monday afternoon, and in the villa mailbox, y'all, there were not one, but two, I say, chew, cards, and y'all, and they appear to be gay crema cards, so y'all, I'm gonna hold off on opening them, but I wanted to let the senders know they had arrived. Y'all, we've got one here from Princess Hana and the Boy Genius. And y'all, this other one, although it doesn't have a return address on it, y'all, it is a black envelope, and it's got the Casper with the friendly ghost painted on the front of it. Big Fatty, who do you think it's from? Well, if my gut feeling, Big Fatty, your gut has not been feeling so well. You're so gassy. Well, my gut feeling is probably from that Gus Chad, because it's beautiful. So anyway, Gus Chad and Princess Hanna, your cats have arrived, and so we'll get them open sometime. Not sometime. We'll get them open on Monday. Gay Grandma, yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hanna. I would not my receipt to my following statement, but I kind of got rid of it already. The other day, I went to CVS's, bought 28 cards, birthday, missing you, anniversary, Halloween, just different Hallmark cards, a huge bottle of Listerine, and a prescription. I paid $14.74, which is a total savings of 70%, because I had buy a card, get a card for free, 20% off because I got my flu shot, $2 off a bottle of Listerine, which is already on sale for $5.99, 25% off, and then another 25% off. So I made out like a bandit, because the cards were each, either a dollar or two for a dollar, or two for $4. So I think I did pretty damn good, and I know how much you love a coupon. So, I love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the coupon queen. Yes, Big Fatty. That's Princess Hanna. The coupon queen is in my book today, that's for sure. Princess Hanna, first of all, thank you so much for the call and that coupon report. You know, that's, I think Big Fatty might be rubbing off on people. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And Princess Hanna, you know, if you keep that up, Big Fatty be getting you to do all his crumb shopping for him. Big Fatty, you cheap ass. Y'all, did you hear she bought like 28 cards or something like that? Big Fatty, and you, I bet that one you just got in the mail was one. It could be. Princess Hanna, go over there in the corner, and I'll take care of this. Just hang on. In the corner. Hello.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hanna. Now, obviously, I have no idea when you're going to play this message, but as of this past Saturday, as the date of my leaving this message, you were talking about how it's a clean sheet night. Not only was last night clean sheets, it was a clean nightgown. And this morning is clean towels. So I'm just clean all across the board, except for my mind, because that's just filthy and there's nothing. So I hope all is well. I love you dearly, and hi, poodle.
Hi.
Bye.
Big Fatty. Y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hanna. Big Fatty, you're going to have clean underpants tonight, because my seat covers may have been... Oh, Big Fatty, there may have been a discharge. Sometimes that death phone does that. But Princess Hanna, thank you so much for the call. It was clean sheet night again for Big Fatty over the weekend. After Ron and Jay departed, heading back to the Delaware. By the way, that y'all, I got a testimonium saying that they had arrived safely. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all washed the sheets on my bed and on the guest bed and the towels and everything. And Big Fatty, you're all just you're prepared to sleep like a baby now. It's true. By the way, Princess Hanna, do you sleep like a baby? Is that why you had to wash it? Big Fatty, don't ask a lady about poop open the bed.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes. I am trying my damnedest at the moment to get on the 400 North. So, you're aware of Atlanta traffic. It's a bitch. Pretty much every day. Just wanted to call and say hello and say that I was going to be traveling this weekend. I'm going to the Pittsburgh with Jonathan and gonna spend the weekend with him and his parents and go into a friend's wedding and, you know, that kind of stuff. Got to hurry up and get back on Wednesday so I can go to the Panther meeting. So that'd be really awesome. We are donating the money that I raised at the fundraiser. Just in cash alone, it's $1,500 that we can give to Pets Are Loving Support. I'm really, really happy about it, and I'm so thankful that people came out and bought raffle tickets and bid on the silent auction for the baskets. Of course, the basket that got the most money was the Batman basket. It had a big plush Batman and a Batman coffee mug. And what else? A Batman bath mat and a couple of porn magazines and, a Mr. Potato Head Batman. And then it also had a Batman paddle, which was a very thick piece of, I guess you'd call it acrylic. It was clear, but it had the Batman symbol etched into it. And then there was a Batman dildo. And so it brought in $165. So I was very thankful for that. It was a really good thing. So hope to see you sooner than later. I guess we'll have to get everything figured out when you're coming to Hatlanta. So love you much and talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That of course is the Wes, the gay country boy. Big Fatty, is that spelled? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Big Fatty. And y'all, he sent me that before last weekend. So this past weekend is when he and Jonathan went up to Pittsburgh. Big Fatty, does he know there are pirates up there? I think he probably is quite aware that there are pirates up there. And Big Fatty, did the Hooded Bishop not go with him? I feel quite certain the Hooded Bishop went as well. And, Wes, I know. I know that the Haunt Cub, where you were listing all of those Batman items in that basket, I know that he was there was probably a stirring that he couldn't control hearing about all of those things. Big Fatty, especially that dildo, that brings new meaning to the term to the bat pole.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is me, Bold Sasquatch. Yes, I'm the confident cousin of Shy Yeti. I just thought I'd give you a call. Looking around the place, it's very nice, yes. Well, I'm not sure what else I want to say, just hello. And I'd also like you to say hello to Jay and Ron when they come to visit you. That would be absolutely cool and special of you. Thank you. I don't mean to tell you what to do on your own show, but, you know, I'm super confident, so I think you're probably going to do that, aren't you? Yes, you are. Okay, cool. Well, loving the show, so I better go now. But anyway, this is me, Bold Sasquatch, signing off. And, as they say, cousin of Shy Yeti from the Shy Life podcast. It's a really super show. Okay. Bye now, Big Fatty. Goodbye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, first of all, Bold Sasquatch, thank you so much for the call. I believe that is your first call to the BFO, and couldn't be happier. that you did. Big, fatty, bold Sasquatch sounds like he may be related to Aunt Tappy. They both have that menacing voice, and you know, Aunt Tappy is a sturdy woman. And Bold Sasquatch, I'm sorry that I did not play this before Ron and Jay departed, but I'm sure they're listening, and I'm sure they appreciate the salutations and good wishes from you. And please give our best to your cousin, the Shy Yeti. I know he's very shy. So he's very fortunate to have a member of the family that is so bold as yourself. Yes, Big Fatty, very, very bold indeed. So, and we look forward to hearing from you and the Shy Yeti on the little show very soon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's the Laughing Buddha, the official spam ambassador of the BFO. And you hear that? You hear that? Hey, listen, I was out shopping today because I needed a new pair of dress pants, and I stopped at the Kohl's with my Kohl's charger plate, and hey, listen to this. I spent $25.89, but I saved $49.11. You are an inspiration, Big Fatty, and I just want to say that I'm glad that I was able to save so much money at the Kohl's. Talk to you later. Bye.
Ooh, Big Fatty, did he have gas? He must have had Mexican food with all his savings. Well, maybe so. But y'all, that, of course, is the Laughing Buddha, official spam ambassador of the BFO. And you know he does the Scooter Diaries and the North and South of Things with that Georgian Atlanta. And y'all, he also puts out the Mystery Theater that Big Fatty just adores. I just adore him. And so, y'all, and it's Halloween-y themed ones this month. But Laughing Buddha, congratulations to you on that coupon savings. It's about a third. You saved 2/3, so that's lovely, Big Fatty. You know, you didn't report. Did you get no? Well, you know, if you only spent $28, you didn't get any Kohl's cash because you got to spend $50 to get the Kohl's cash. But I noticed also that Mr. Cackle went to the Kohl's also. Yes, Big Fatty, but he couldn't be bothered to call us and tell us what he saved. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty left the coal mine a little early today. You know, I don't take lunch, so I don't feel badly leaving a little early. And y'all, I went and I voted early. So I've done my civic duty and voted in the elections. And y'all, that way I can... I can... Big Fatty, you can come home and soil yourself. You know, you never know about these things, you know. And, you know, I you know, there was a part of me that thought it would be kind of fun to line up and share some time with folks and everything like that. And, y'all, then I just decided that I was too old. Yes, Big Fatty, that old. Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, I'll be reminding you if you're, you know, early voting if you can. And if you can't, then mark it down for the 8th of November. And y'all, either I don't care if you vote or you veto candidates, just get out and do one or the other. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Christina and that Adam Burns during a Greetings from Nowhere little show, and you know it's coming to an end this week. And I was just thinking, Christina, with all of the Greetings from Nowhere behind you, you're probably going to be sleeping like a baby a lot. And if there are any ramifications to that,
I'll eventually have to buy more sheets.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's no wonder she's the number three fan. Poop everywhere.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.